Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
East, good morning. Kevin Battle, KDK Radio Morning Show. Larry Richard off today. He will be doing an appearance 11 to 1. An appearance. That sounds silly. He will appear. He shall appear today. 11 to 1 on top of the hill. Route 51 South. 51 South. Pass entry through Mall. Make a left on Lewis Run Road. Boom. Bowser. The power of Bowser is right there on top of the hill. Hope you had a blessed Thanksgiving holiday. I did. I love it how the world, at least our world here in the United States, shuts down for private celebrations. Awesome. Love it. Had a great day yesterday. Worked with you. Talked with you. It was fun. Left here and did some quick cooking. And took it down to my brother's, so I enjoyed myself. And Paul's over there pouring his coffee, getting ready for the day.
Oh, yeah.
How many are you in already?
This is the first cup right here.
Really?
Yep. There's just not time while I'm getting ready to get that first cup going.
Don't you have somebody that, as you're getting ready, and they're drying you off after the shower and fitting your clothing on, doesn't somebody bring you a cup of coffee on it? I might have you mixed up with Larry.
No, I used to make a cup and drink it on the way in one of those little sippy doodads, but it just wasn't nearly as satisfying for some reason or another.
You know why? Because you're busy driving and you're not paying attention to the relaxation of the coffee, which a lot of people like to sit and just enjoy that first cup. If you're driving, you're not enjoying it.
I can enjoy it now.
And then you have to pull over on the S-curves and go to the bathroom.
Actually, I've been switching up on the way in. It doesn't seem to matter which way I come, either 79 or the Parkway North. It's about the same 30-minute drive in the morning.
Yeah.
And so basically what I do is wherever the traffic is going, I follow the traffic. So if there's a couple of big trucks and they go down the Parkway North route at the split, I follow them. And I'm just concerned about it. I've had 2 deer strikes in 5 years. So I'd like to avoid a third one if I could.
Yeah. And when you say follow the traffic, it's not that heavy at that time of the morning when you come in. That's 1 or 2 cars. And you know what? It might help you in the wintertime, too, if there's snow on the road. If there's another car, you got another set of tires helping to clear the way for you.
Yeah.
So yesterday was Thanksgiving. Like I said, I went home and a few people offered to have me come to their place, which was very nice. And I greatly appreciate that. However, I thought it best. My brother hadn't been feeling well. So I said, you know what? I don't care if he's not feeling well. I'm going to go down and share some holiday joy with him.
You know, my thing is I did Thanksgiving at home. It all came out really good. Turned out fine. For me, I had invitations, but why accept an invitation, arrive somewhere at 3 or 4 o'clock, sit down and have dinner. Let's say that they have it at 4 or 5. And then you get up and leave because you got to get back home.
Yeah.
I go to bed between 6:30 and 7:30, which is what I did last night. So.
You know what they need to do is invite you for Thanksgiving breakfast.
Yeah.
Like about 10 o'clock. That would be perfect.
If I wasn't working today, I would have been somewhere, but it's okay with me. I don't mind working on Black Friday. Heck, we're getting holiday pay today.
Are we?
This is a holiday.
I was telling Chris Mack over at 93.7 The Fan, I got to get better at figuring out this contract stuff. Because I don't know what day I get paid the holiday pay for. I don't know when I get a comp day. I don't know any of this stuff.
Well, you know, I happen to be the union shop steward. You could ask me for this information. I'd be happy to pass it along.
Oh. Well, I never did well in classwork. So you got your work cut out for you trying to explain things to me. Just do it slowly. Hit me in the head a few times with a, you know.
Nah.
No, I got to talk to you about that because I can never figure this stuff out. And I'm here. It seems like I'm here a lot. Not here on the, I'm not complaining. I'm just saying you see other people and you're like, wait a minute. Are they, my 40 hours seem a little longer than their 40 hours. So let's look, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Why it's taken me 2 years to realize that I need to talk to the shop steward is, well,
have you been
me.
Here 2 years now?
Almost. It'll be 2 years in March, so we're still short.
What happened to that time?
You know, when you bring excitement, it just goes by fast.
Here we go.
You know, yeah. I appreciate that, Paul. Thank you. I'll take it as a compliment. But I had a great Thanksgiving. Thank you very much, and I hope everyone else did as well. Paul, I know you're a big sports fan and probably glued to the TV as well. See, my family eats early, usually. Two or three max.
Oh, that's real early, yeah.
So it's always been a little bit earlier. My sister, one year, was like, 12:30, 1 o'clock, I think, we were sitting down to eat. We're fine. Whatever. We're all hungry.
It was a feast. It was a sad scene, the Lions losing to Chicago like they did. They had a chance to win that game. And I went to bed before the end of the Raiders-Cowboys game, but I woke up to see the pleasant result. Anytime the Cowboys lose, it's a good thing with me.
Yeah, and the
Bills got back on track, too.
The Bills got back on track in a blowout. So I like the Bills, even though it's, you're not allowed to really say that here in Pittsburgh. Well, I get it.
Now, if the Steelers are not playing in the playoffs, which might happen, I don't know if it will or won't, the Bills would be one of the teams I'd be interested in seeing advance.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
They have players I am interested in.
When I was a kid, I thought, you would see the Detroit Lions play on Thanksgiving, and then the Bills were always terrible, and so were the Cardinals. So there was always a little soft spot in my heart as a kid and now as an adult for the Cardinals, the Bills, and the Lions in a certain way, and not necessarily in that order. But I thought, I guess I've always been sort of a capitalist, I guess. I don't know. I thought that the teams, when they lost so poorly and did so poorly, and lost and got blown out all the time and lost all the time, and had bad losing streaks, I thought that they would go out of business. I just thought, when are they going to close their doors and go out of business? They're terrible.
Nope, that's not how she works.
That's not how it works. I learned. But that's how my brain thought as a kid. I thought the NFL teams would just go out of business after they were. But it's sort of like that in soccer over in Europe, because I guess a team that's not doing so well can go down to a lower class and then move up to the Premier League when they start doing well. So
right.
It's a little different.
Yep.
So there's a little more risk reward there. But I had a good Thanksgiving, like I said, good meal with my brother and his wife, and my niece was there. So that was cool. And you had the turkey loin, right?
Yeah. Turkey tenderloin.
Oh, that's good.
Came in like two sections. So I did the one and put the other in the freezer. It came out great.
Now, was it pre-marinated or
This was the one that has like the home style marinade on it.
Oh, nice.
It was really good.
Oh, good.
Yeah, really good.
Yeah.
So, and the funny thing is even with my attempts to keep it down to a dull roar and, not have so much food, there still wound up being, more than I wanted in terms of the mashed potatoes and the stuffing.
Mm.
But it was good. It was really good.
Good. Got a nice note from you as well. So I love texting really allows you to keep up with family and friends on a holiday because you can bang. You're thinking of them, but you can't spend 20 minutes on the phone with each person. So when you can, hey, I'm thinking of you. I hope you're having a great. And then they send you a picture from their big meal because mine was small, yours was small, but you get a picture of somebody with there's 16 family members in Virginia. There's 12 family members in Erie all together.
Great.
It's great to see all that.
I had
stuff.
A wonderful, maybe 1.5 hour chat with my youngest sister out in Seattle.
Oh,
we had
good.
A great talk.
And you didn't get to go out to see her. You were going to go to Seattle. Didn't that trip get canceled this year?
Yeah. Well, actually, I did make it in the summer when the cases bottom out. So the timing was perfect.
Are you going to go back at some point this spring?
I was thinking about going in December. I have the week of Christmas off, but I don't think I'm going to go now with things the way they are.
Well, we'll see. It might die down.
Maybe I'll go. Maybe not. I don't know.
I'd like to maybe, see you get
maybe
out
they
of town.
Can have maybe they have other plans. I haven't talked about it with her.
That's true. So, you might have to ask them.
Need to check with her first. So, yeah,
check with her first. It's Black Friday. Fight nice. No, you don't have black.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Those Black Friday traditions, did they go away? I mean, I know some people are doing their shopping, but I mean, it's largely online now, especially when COVID hit and everything. And nobody's, I mean, you can still go out and get those deals, but is that intensity and passion still there as it once was? Paul Rasmussen.
I got a question for you.
What?
True or false? Black Friday is a result of a decision made by Franklin Roosevelt.
True.
It's right. In 1939, FDR signed a proclamation moving Thanksgiving to the next to the last Thursday in November in an effort to boost the economy. The date created an extra 7 days for Christmas shopping since, at that time, retailers never began promoting Christmas until after Thanksgiving. How about that?
Oh, that's cool.
FDR is the person who gave us Black Friday. It was not a direct thing, but... Huh.
Indirectly.
I had no idea.
He gave you Black Friday.
This is Wikipedia. The stuff you find out on Wikipedia.
It's all true, too, on Wikipedia. You
know. Well, of course.
You know, they do a pretty good job for what Wikipedia actually is. They do a pretty decent job.
There are some places where you get into some controversy, where you'll get people who get on and edit their own personal viewpoints in, and then they have to get them scrubbed out of there. But by the way, so we're talking about this. Lincoln, well, of course, was the guy who really got it going as a formal holiday in the U.S. This was 1863, and here's what he said about it. I want to repeat this. I think it's well worth repeating to give people an idea of the origin of the day. He says, he's calling on the American people, quote, with humble penitence for our national perverseness and disobedience. Fervently implore the imposition of the almighty hand to heal the wounds of the nation. So this is in the thick of the Civil War is when he called for Thanksgiving.
Wow.
And that was the reason why.
Wow. And, Thanksgiving Day now really involves mostly just, domestic or family type giving of thanks. But, yes, different presidents have been involved in it, and that's amazing. I did not know that that's why he said have a Thanksgiving.
Of course, you got to go back to the early 1600s is when the—
1621.
Right, there you go. They're saying in Wiki, by the way, just FYI, in the United States, 1619. Is the earliest. So who knows?
Yeah, nobody really knows. It's not like it kept great. I mean, who knows? A lot of those records. But there was a little bit of a pandemic back in those days. I was reading in triblive.com, and I tweeted this out yesterday, the story of Thanksgiving and the origins and the history. And they said there was a pandemic between 1616 and 1619 in that New England area, and it wiped a lot of the settlers out, and they were pretty much subsistence starving to death. And that's when they had an agreement with the, they were working together with the natives in that area. And Massasoit, I believe, was the guy's name. He was the chief. And they had a big feast to sort of celebrate what harvest they did have and thank everybody for everything. I'm just paraphrasing.
Thanksgiving is also observed in Canada, Grenada, Liberia, St. Lucia.
Different dates.
Yep. And there's a couple of subnational places like the territories of the U.S. Australia's got an island called Norfolk Island. And there's a place in the Netherlands called Leiden where they do this as well.
Yeah, they say around that first Thanksgiving, there were about 50 Europeans left on that first Thanksgiving. And that's when they talked, you know, had it with the Wampanoag leader. His name was Massasoit. And he met with the governor there, John Carver, at Plymouth to negotiate a mutual defense and trading pact. And then they had a celebration, a harvest feast, and it lasted 3 days. And the natives outnumbered the pilgrims at that little feast, 2-1. So it's maybe 150 people at that feast, maybe. Maybe 200 people if you're lucky. What did they have to eat? Looked like the Indians brought 5 deer to the pilgrims, which was a high-status meat in England. So, you know, that was a big gift. Then he probably had some shellfish and fish and nuts and berries and whatever. So that was it then. That was in what they think was 1621 on that one. So, yeah, the Trib Live had a great article, wrapped things up really well. And then he talked about the first Pittsburgh Thanksgiving, November 1758. The French had Fort Duquesne. Was an earthen wooden fort, according to Mr. Masick from the Heinz History Center. So the French fired their muskets and burned anything they could take with them. And I think George Washington and that crew came up over the ridge there on November 26th. And they had a celebration, you know, just giving thanks for making it that far. I'm paraphrasing, but,
yeah,
you know, that's... that's how that started. And then you said Abraham Lincoln made it official. A couple of states were doing a Thanksgiving Day before that.
They all were.
It was
most
national.
It was all various and random.
And then when they moved Thanksgiving to that Thursday, when FDR did it in 1939, as you mentioned, they called it, people who mocked it and didn't want it, called it Franksgiving. Franklin D. Roosevelt. Yeah, that's how you celebrate Franksgiving.
But yeah, so there's a retail twist to the whole story. The whole historical storyline contains a shopping twist.
And that's what I love about it, because it's such a private, personal holiday, too, and a national holiday at the same time, because we celebrate, we get with the close ones that we love and some friends and people maybe we don't know, and we have a celebration, but it's not... I mean, it's private. You know, you go to the grocery store, you buy your stuff, and you fix this feast for your family and everything. But it's not a mandated thing. It's not a, I don't know what I'm saying, but you know what I mean? It's not about the commercialism.
It's a spiritual day.
It's a spiritual day,
I was thinking
yes.
about that as I was walking my dog yesterday. Ginger wanted to go for a long walk, and I was grateful that the weather was, you know, decent for that. And then I just started making a list of the things that I was grateful for in my mind.
We're grateful for our domestic life.
You know, just all these little things that, you know, I normally just kind of take for granted. And that's a good, great spiritual exercise.
Absolutely.
I felt terrific after the walk was over. My entire outlook on the day was very different from the one that I started out with, which was, you know, I was focused on some physical pain, got a pulled muscle in my back,
uh-oh,
and, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And this kind of got me back into the place where I like to be.
Yeah, it got you into the wheelhouse. And, you know, I had a real neat experience because I traded off my parents in Maryland on Tuesday. And my mom...
What did you get for them?
What did I get?
You traded them off. Sorry.
We switched cars to my brother, and my mom gave me a pie. Now, last time she gave me a pie was when I was leaving her in Virginia and going to Baltimore, where I lived. And she said, here's a pecan pie.
Ooh.
Give it to Eddie. I thought it was for me. I was crestfallen. It was for Eddie. So I had to give it to my buddy, Ed Norris. This time she turns to me and says, here's a pie. This is for you. It was a half pecan pie, half pumpkin pie in the same dish.
Wow, nice.
Now, how much do I care about our producer, Rob Grainer, who I discovered never tried pecan pie?
He's never had pecan pie?
No. I brought half of it in for him today.
Oh, that's great. I hope you like it, Rob.
That's how much I care about Rob.
I like pecan pie. I really never had good pecan pie until I lived in the South.
Yeah. Sometimes it can be too sweet, though.
Yes, it can.
But there's a happy medium, and it's very intricate how to get that happy medium.
You got
to
get those pecans properly toasted as
yes,
well.
Yes, absolutely. That is one of the big tricks to pecan pie.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.